There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we're most grateful to you, our fine listeners. Thank you. Whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, there's KTGO 1090 Radio, Williston, Tioga, Watford City, Stanley, that region of North Dakota, and of course, KLTC in Dickinson as well. 24/7 online with your iHeartRadio app. Don't forget that. And the What's On Your Mind Radio.com website. We had a lot of hot topics last hour, so there's some folks that are left over that want to chat about some of those topics, most of which we'll return to at the bottom of this hour. We also had a surprise call from Lee Greenwood, who will be performing tonight his famous God Bless the USA for a military appreciation event that the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber of Commerce is putting on for North Dakota members and Minnesota members of the military that will be in attendance for free at tonight's FM Red Hawks game. So that's kind of nice. And it was a lot of fun. Kathy in Fargo wanted to talk about that. Let's get Kathy in here. By the way, we also have been promising a conversation with former UND hockey coach Dave Hashtall. Kind of hard to call him former after all the years he was in that spot, but the former coach of the Fighting Sioux will join us in just a moment to talk about his transition coming up this season to the NHL Philadelphia Flyers. So a lot to do on this program we call What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields and give you choice at the pump, your choice. That's right, it's yours. You want E85, you want E10, you want E15, you want E20, you want E30. It's your choice. You want no ethanol and all that, your choice right there. They do it at PetroServe USA. They also have the 4-for-4 special. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And right now, great deal on Bison shirts, 25% off as the Drive for 5 gets underway. Kathy, what did you think of that conversation with Lee Greenwood?
Wonderful. And I am going, me and my husband and I, he's prior military, that's beside the point, and we don't expect free. But I do want to say, I mean, and I don't want to use the word but I will say it again. We didn't get free tickets.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what the process was, but there were free tickets for members of the military. I don't know, if you had to call ahead or how they did that. I don't know exactly how they doled that out. But,
yeah. Okay.
And I think they're near a sellout now.
Well, yeah, we got, and I got them through the Red Hawk Center, and I showed them my military ID, and it cost both of us $5 each to get in. But like I say, I don't care. I do not expect, you know, I know the meal that we get tonight is free, but yeah, so, and like I say, $5 is well worth it. And I told my husband, I think I need 5 boxes of Kleenex tonight to hear Lee Greenwood.
So, no kidding.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Kathy. Enjoy it very much. One more call, and then we're going to get to Coach Hextall here. Jamie in Bismarck wanted to comment on something from last hour. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Scott. These people calling in about squealing about this guy bull hunting. I'm a rifle hunter, but I also bull hunt, but I prefer to hunt with the rifle. And, I mean, I'm not an expert on bull hunting, so if you want somebody to give you a real expert opinion on it, talk to Scott Bachmeyer or John Armin or somebody like that. But if you wound an animal when you're bull hunting, you know, because they're mad that you wounded it and it ran off, especially in the evening, if it runs away from you, you don't go and try and stalk it and kill it right away because it's on high alert then, and that thing will run off and you'll never find it. So, if you get a bad shot on one, you let it either go and hope the thing dies, or you wait till the next day or later so you can put a stock on it, get a good shot, and kill the thing right away. So, you know, it's obviously they don't know anything about bow hunting. And like I said, I'm not an expert, but you don't go and chase something down right away when you've wounded with your bow. And then maybe they killed this thing in the evening or wounded it, and that's what they did, and they had to wait overnight, and it was still alive. but
call me crazy, but I still say who cares. You know, I know it's a revered line in Zimbabwe, and if you're in Zimbabwe and you loved old Cecil, I get you're a little bummed out. But I don't know why this is an international incident gaining the attention it is. I don't care. I just think it's time to get over it. I really don't. But
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Scott. And then can I get one more thing in quick?
Sure, quick.
Okay, there she was squealing about trophy hunters too. Well, you know what? I don't have very much money, and most people I know don't. But when we hunt, we try to get the biggest animal we can, or a mature animal, and we're proud of that hunt and what we've killed. So, you know, she shouldn't be mad at somebody for putting antlers on the wall or mounting some and hanging it up or whatever, because I got some on my wall, and I'm not rich. I'm proud every one of them I got hanging up there.
All good points, Jamie. Thank you. We had a caller, Jeremy, earlier call and asked if we would have a Game and Fish Warden on to talk about the worldwide problem of poaching and deal with some of the specifics on that rather than this particular incident, which we're happy to do. So we always have the Game and Fish folks on. We'll do that in the near future. Appreciate it very much. All right, we're pleased to be joined today on the program by the now former coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team and the new coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, Dave Hextall. Coach Hextall, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Scott?
Doing very well. Nice to catch up with you and appreciate the time. And it's still kind of hard to call you a former coach. Is it? How's the transition going?
The transition is good. I guess that sounds a little bit strange to me as well, but the transition is going great, Scott.
And, you know, because you're there a lot of years, obviously a lot of folks focus on your time as the head coach, but there is an assistant coach under Dean Blaze and as a player as well. So a good chunk of your life has been wearing the green and white, right?
Yeah, it's been a huge part of my life and always will be, Scott. That won't change. It's just going to be from a different perspective now.
So this is the first time we had a chance to catch up with you. I want to just talk a little bit about the whole process of deciding, and a lot of parts of this have been reported and talked about how it was a real back and forth, and the Flyers organization obviously had a strong interest in getting you there and kept waiting until they got the right answer. Did you always envision yourself, coach for the foreseeable future, or was this a career goal? Is this something you always aspired to do?
Well, it wasn't something that was on the top of my mind at any point in time, but. To be honest with you, I think we all have goals in mind. Have an opportunity in the right situation to work at the highest level of our sport. But I think for me, most importantly, you don't get to choose your timing. But what I had an opportunity to do with Philadelphia Flyers is work through a process and really come to understand the type of people that I was going to work for and work with. And for me, that was the biggest part of this whole process and of this decision.
So less about, I just got to get the NHL, and more about the right fit, basically?
Yeah, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. And like I said before, for me, probably one of the hardest things, in terms of the transition is having to leave the University of North Dakota. You talked about how big of a part of my life, not just my life, but my family's life that it is. So that's very difficult to walk, to move away from. But very excited about the opportunity with Philadelphia. It's been great. The first couple of months here has been challenging, and I look forward to getting going here for real within a couple of months.
And I imagine there's two parts of that challenging. One in that you have a wife and kids and a home and all the transition of just living one place and having to move to another, and then also just the challenge that it's a new job and it's new colleagues and a lot of work to do. So you're juggling a lot of balls right now, aren't you?
Well, there's two sides to everything, right? When you with family, there's the personal side, and obviously that's extremely important. That has to be priority, but we've had a lot of help in making the transition, from our home base here in Grand Forks to a new home out in the Philadelphia area. We had a ton of help doing that, so people are tremendous in that way. And then, as you mentioned, the professional side is that's the public side of it that we're working through as well.
We have a listener that wanted us to ask you if you have plans to bring in some of your former players, referencing that there was at least one in the Philly Farm Club this year, and but basically whether or not you would look to bring in more UND players onto your team.
In terms of number one, I don't make those decisions. Our general manager and his staff, Ron Hextall, make those final decisions. I've been fortunate to be part of those conversations, which I'm appreciative of. I think anybody that knows me well, knows how strongly I feel about the character and the competitiveness of our players. So, if there's a right fit out there in the future, no question. I'd love to have a chance to coach more of our former players here. But it's a nice start with Chris Vandevelde being part of our team in Philadelphia. He had a great year last year, and we're thrilled to have him back.
You take a few more of those, I'm sure, right? Who wouldn't, right?
No
Hang
question.
On one sec, Dave.
Nope.
If you would, we'll take a break, come back with more of our conversation with Coach Dave Hextall today on What's On Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Conversation with Coach Dave Hextall in just a second. I want to tell you about my friends at Heedalls here. And at Heedalls, they exist. They're on this earth to get their customers what they need, the products that you want. A broad availability of quality products and services, information at a competitive price with speed and efficiency and the best trained people. He Dolls has it. They have those parts, and they also have the great people. Folks like Ron Eisenbeis, who's down in Aberdeen, started on the counter. Now he's the territory sales rep. And talked to a lot of folks out in the region at body shops and can really do some good work for you. And I was talking to Ron recently. I said, you know, what do you hear most from your customers? What are they saying? They say, well, they like our service. They like the availability of our parts. We get it overnight for them if we don't have it here. And, you know, we just take care of them. It's our experience. What we have in the store, we're competitively priced and we give folks good service, parts availability. So it's what we do, and they do it well. And, you know, Ron has been there 32 years in August. The manager there has been there a little bit longer. I want to say the Dwight, I think it's the 33, 34. The machine shop man, the machinist Al, about 36 years. So think about that. The young guys have been there a decade. Yeah, that's the kind of folks they have at He Dolls. And Ron, if you see him down in Aberdeen, ask about that 1934 Ford Roadster High Boy. 392 Hemi in it with a four-speed and a Jaguar rear end. He said it has more power than brakes and brains, but and he's working on a 69 Chevelle two-door post with a 396 four-speed right now. But he's kind of a Hemi hot rod guy. Ron Eisenbeis at the Aberdeen He Dolls. Just like all the good folks at He Dolls, they have it. The expertise that can make your experience looking for that part just great. Back with our conversation now with Dave Hextall, former coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team. And now the coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. So before the break, we were just talking about, you know, players and talent. Is there a difference in the coaching mentality? I mean, how you coach behind the bench, motivating, 17 to 21-year-olds, I guess, in the average college age. Now with a professional athlete, is it different? Will it be different?
Probably a little difference in message and delivery of that message. But no change in philosophy, Scott. Going to go in you can't go in and change. Might have to adapt a little bit, but philosophies will be exactly the same. Just have to adapt to a much different schedule and other challenges, obviously, that'll come our way.
You know, there was all the hubbub of the when you were hired. Gosh, he's never coached as a head coach in the NHL before. How can that work? You dismissed that pretty well in the press conference and some of the chatter out there, and I see most of it sort of died down now. But, you know, why do you think that is? Why do you think it is so rare for college coaches to go to the NHL?
Well, I don't know. There's probably two sides to it. I think, you know, maybe on one side, the opportunities when it's not the beaten path, so to speak, sometimes, you know, organizations aren't willing to take that chance. But I also think, you know, maybe on from the standpoint of some college coaches who have had the opportunity, I think, you know, there hasn't been a lot of guys that have been willing to make the jump. I think time will tell. I think you're going to see more and more people from the college game making the step towards pro hockey, at their choosing.
You know, obviously at the NHL, it's the big league, right? It's the big deal. It's the pinnacle. You grew up and Warburg, Alberta, right?
Yeah.
Watching NHL games, and as so many young kids have over the years, and aspiring to that level, and the pressure there is obviously, you know, pretty big time. But there's a lot of pressure at the college level too. I mean, I said when I first heard you took the job, I said, might as well go there and make the big money and be at the big league level because you got all that pressure and more as a coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, right? I mean, do you feel like there's more pressure at the NHL level, or is it just another pressure packed head coaching job?
Yeah, I think it maybe is a little bit different. I don't know if it's more. It's certainly not less. But it's, you know, it's a different daily routine, you know, Scott. When you, I think the expectations are the same, but you know, I'll need to make some adjustments in terms of media scrutiny, different things like that. But you know, I'm going to have to grow into. And you know, you mentioned not having experience as a coach at the NHL level. Well, you have to gain that experience. And There's going to be certain things that I don't know that I have to learn. And that's, I think that's why I've had a chance to surround myself with great people. And, that's going to be all part of the process. So I don't know if it's greater or less, but certainly the expectations here are extremely high. And I think that's why everybody, wants to be part of, an organization that has high expectations. You wouldn't want it any other way.
What will you miss the most about the University of North Dakota?
There's so many things. You know, I mean, it always comes back to the people, I think, Scott. I think you know that. The people that we have a chance, that I've had a chance to work with on a daily basis for the last 15 years. When you start looking at those people and the quality of those people, that'll probably be the first thing, and that's staff. That's players, all of the above. Just tremendous.
What will you not miss?
there's a few of those things as well, but, I think, one of the changes for me is, I'm purely, moving into a role of coaching. Yes, it's developing players and people, but I think a little bit more focused in the realm of actually, purely coaching.
How about the whole debate over the name change? How hard was that as someone that wore that jersey and then had to, coach through that transition?
That's was brutal. I don't think anybody would honestly be able to answer that question any differently. I think a couple of years back, things were dictated by the NCAA. We can argue and debate that an awful lot, that was a difficult time. Now, what we're going through now is equally as difficult, maybe more so, because, in my opinion, this is something that we are in control of, and we have to make sure that we make the right decisions along the way. And for me, As a stakeholder, we should all have one vote and an equal vote on it. We have to do a good job of this, not just get through the process.
Well, we certainly are going to miss you behind that bench and that famous game face. They used to say that Coach Blaze and Coach Gasparini had game face, but I think you've taken game face to a whole new level. As the coach behind the bench, so we're going to definitely miss that. But certainly wish you well, and Aaron and the kids as well. You deserve what you're getting. It'll be fun to watch your ascent at in the Philadelphia Flyers organization. So all the best, Dave. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Appreciate it, Scott. I'll always love the program here and always be a part of it.
You bet. All right, safe travels. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Al.
There's a class act, folks. The coach now of the Philadelphia Flyers, former Sioux, Dave Haxtell. Back to your calls straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to valleyimports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, valleyimports.com. Valleyimports.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yeah, the family readiness in North Dakota Air Guard, we're actually it's straight across from the old Air Guard fence near the Red Cross. That family readiness is the one that had the tickets and made sure that they got out to everybody, and they do have an email list if you want to get on, so check up on the North Dakota family readiness for the military support. Thanks.
All right, that caller is talking about the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks game tonight, where Lee Greenwood is performing. And it is Military Appreciation Night. Somebody called earlier and said, I bought tickets, we're military, but we got them for $5. We didn't get them for free. And he's explaining that the Family Readiness Center is the one that distributed the tickets. So appreciate that very much. More to say?
A bow hunt is much more humane than a rifle or anything else because it doesn't shatter bones. And more often, if you make a poorly aimed shot, it doesn't destroy the animal. The animal can actually heal and move on. And there's no way that hunters become more apt to be murderous and more violent or whatever the little caller said. That was ridiculous. That went without being responded to.
All right. Appreciate the call there. And others that have come in, we'll get to here. A couple have been waiting. Somebody texted that since we had Lee Greenwood on the program and he is performing tonight, that it's only fair that we play God Bless the USA. We'll do that before the end of the program. It's a good idea. We'll send you out that way, okay? So that's coming up. Don't go away. Tim and Fargo, what's next on your – or you're next. Tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, now in Jamestown. You're right on the Cecil issue. I've been to Zimbabwe. I wrote a book about it several years back. What's amazing to me is how little Americans know about Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe, who's 91 years old, is one of the most brutal dictators on the planet. Over 50% of the people in Zimbabwe have HIV/AIDS. 70% of deaths in Zimbabwe from HIV/AIDS. 25% of all children have HIV/AIDS. The income in Zimbabwe has dropped by nearly 70%.
But you just you've given us a laundry list of things that these people that are outraged over a lion would be, you know, better placed in working on some of those problems, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Open rape in Zimbabwe, where the females that are calling in about Cecil, take a little time and find out what goes on inside a Mugabe dictatorship. He's been there for 35 or 36 years or whatever. It's horrific. Most Americans, they can visualize a lion, being shot or being stuck with an arrow. Imagine the amount of rapes, murders, dictatorship, HIV, AIDS. I mean, it's one of the most pathetic countries in the world. And take a look at that before you call in and say Scott Henn is wrong about Cecil. And the weird thing is that Cecil was actually named after Cecil Rhodes, who they named Rhodesia after, who then became Zimbabwe. How ironic is that?
No kidding. Wow.
You're right. They're wrong.
Thank you, Tim.
That's all I have. Bye-bye.
Nice to hear from you. Texter says, actions have consequences, and I'm not sad that the dentist who killed the beloved lion lost his practice. Good. He should be punished. Wow. Joe and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the lion story. You had a caller that called in and said it was like a democratic story, and they were trying to take away from this thing with Planned Parenthood. I think he's right on. I would like to say the only reason this story even got any traction at all is because we're talking about a white dentist who's successful. There's poaching that happens all the time, and you never hear about it. And the reason you heard about this, well, people like see this on the internet, well, a lion got killed, and then it was killed by a white successful dentist. And that just made them look into it even more. And the people that want to take this dentist down, you know, want to destroy his practice, I bet most of them are Democrats because they have to feel righteous about something. This gives them something to be real mad about. You know, they can't be mad about Planned Parenthood because they're for abortion. They're for gay marriage. But when they see something like this, they're gonna hammer it because it gives them something to feel righteous about. The dentist is probably a Republican, and most of the people that want to take this dentist down are Democrats. And for the simple reason is because they have to feel something to be righteous about. And that's my feelings on it. I think the story was there's poaching all the time and you never hear about it. But since it was killed by a white successful dentist, boy, that just lit people up. And they know most people that are white and successful, most white people, white males are Republicans, and the Democrats know that. And this is my thought on it, and I thought I'd throw that out for everybody to listen to. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for calling, Joe, and waiting to chat with us today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm exhausted from the stupidity of all of this regarding the lion. I honestly am. It exhausts me. As much as the Planned Parenthood videos sicken me to the core. I got a pit in my stomach. The fourth one out now. And at the end of this video, there's a technician that gleefully identifies the baby as a boy, saying, "It's another boy!" I mean, I don't know. Wake up, people. Wake up and look right underneath your nose here, for crying out loud. And Mike Huckabee is in a fair amount of political turmoil over his likening the Iran nuke deal to the Holocaust. I'd like to see more people doing what he did because it'll awaken people to the consequences of that long term. But I don't need to look long term. I need to only look at what is happening every day in these videos and say, how is that different? How is that not a 21st century Holocaust? There's this abortion technician jumping up and down saying, "It's a boy!" Wow. Mike Perm, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, Scott. Sorry, I caught a little action there. You know, when we look back at history, I can remember a particular conversation that I read about. There was a group of officers. They were sitting around a table eating dinner very casually, and they were discussing the disposition of the Jewish population and how best to exterminate them. Leading the conversation was a gentleman named Adolf Eichmann. You know, today, I look at this lady who's sitting at the table, munching on a salad, very casually drinking her white wine, and talking about what she is doing to defenseless babies. And then people out there are trying to justify Planned Parenthood. Oh, these guys are great. They wouldn't do that. And where are our people in government? How come they won't defund Planned Parenthood? Because they don't want the gravy train to stop.
And now I think I actually think that's going to happen. I think that's going to happen.
I really hope so, Scott, yeah. Because this is not America. This is not who we are. This is a land where everyone has rights, even our children. And the Supreme Court has so much as said so. On occasion, after so long a time, when the child is developing in the womb. I mean, we're not a bunch of monsters. We're real people. And it's just sad that we are doing something like this to these children, because these children will grow up to be upstanding citizens. Who knows? Maybe a president or someone who will discover a cure for AIDS.
Cancer. But yeah. Yeah. We're killing
them.
Yep.
We're wiping them out. If you look at how many children that have been killed ever since abortion was enacted, add up the total, and then add up the total of those populous cities in the United States. I'll let you do the math. That's all I have to say, Scott.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you. I mentioned earlier I wanted to bring up something about Donald Trump, because he was on CNN yesterday talking about his solution for immigration reform. Now, Trump fans everywhere, listen to this. Listen closely, and let's talk about it, okay? Here is it's about a minute and a half clip from the interview.
He's supposed to come in legally. I would get people out, and I would have an expedited way of getting them back into the country so they can be legal. I want to move them out, and we're going to move them back in and let them be legal. But they have to be in here legally.
Legally?
Otherwise, you don't have a country. You don't have a country. If people can just pour into the country illegally, you don't have a country.
He wants to get them out. He's referring to the 11, 12 million here illegally. Get them out. Expedited way to get them back in. Does this plan make sense to you?
Well, let me tell you what I would do. I think right now what we need from the federal government is to secure the border. We don't need a 1,000-page bill. We don't need amnesty.
All right, CNN's going to Bobby Jindal's take on him. So it isn't as much of the cut as I would have liked of Trump. And we don't have time to get into this in great detail today. By the way, I'm not here tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday. Pat Finkett will be in for me, but this is a topic that it might be worth Pat spending a little time on as well. Donald Trump is a smart dude, all right? Has run this incredible company and multiple companies. I think on things like this, he should come up with a plan and then go on and talk about the plan. He gets asked these questions and he sort of shoots from the hip a little bit. And then can't really, in other words, what are expedited deportations? How do you do that? How long does it take? And then what's the process for the, you know, he says then they can come back in once we know who they are. All of which I think makes sense on the surface, but there's no substance behind it. And then when he's challenged on it, he just sort of repeats the same thing. And, you know, if I were Donald Trump, take illegal immigration, because that's been a hot issue for him. Take a few other issues. Go get the best experts in the country, good conservative, solid ideas that are out there. Put them around a table. Come up with the Trump plan on illegal immigration and then say, here's what we're going to do. Instead of just sort of sound bites and throw the stuff out. You know what I mean? I think that would be a better way to ultimately handle the situation. Just my take on it. Gary and Cathay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Yeah, I fully agree with this Planned Parenthood thing. In your opinion, I fully agree. It's sickening. Something equally as sickening, if you can get a hold of the video, it's called The Silent Scream. It's put out by Jerry Falwell a number of years ago, Liberty University, and it's just horrible. Horrible thing. But anyway, I want to change subjects. Yesterday morning, I ate breakfast, turned on Fox and Friends, and Chris Christie was on there, and he was going on, you know, beating up on Donald Trump, of course. And then he got on, if he's elected president, he'll do something to get rid of these.
Hang on, Gary, if you would. Hang on tight. Hang on a second. We're up against the break here, and we'll let you finish on Chris Christie after the break. On What's On Your Mind. Plus, God Bless the USA coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
We're gonna win,
we're gonna go. Let's go watch the Twins baseball. Hey friends, it's Scott Hill inviting you to join us for a Twins Fun Bus trip to the Twin Cities Thursday, August 13th. Game time's 12:10, so we'll leave Fargo early Thursday morning and come back right after the game. Just $129 gets you the comfy ride down to the Twin Cities and a great seat behind home plate. Add $100 to get a hotel room in Fargo too. Call now to sign up. Tickets are going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or a coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, $2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, $2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, $3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The great Lee Greenwood, who joined us last hour in the program, is in North Dakota and talked a lot about the beauty of North Dakota that he had sort of forgotten about and is learning about through this particular trip, which is kind of cool. He did mention Minnesota, too. They got in there as well. Anyway, he'll be at the New and Outdoor Field tonight for Military Appreciation Night. Kudos to Craig Whitney and the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber for getting Lee Greenwood to town as part of that event. They've been sponsoring for years, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're near a sellout, so if you want to go get some tickets for that event tonight, be great fun, great event, and a great cause to honor our military. So imagine him belting that out tonight on a great July summer night in North Dakota. It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, we're brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper Auction Company. Kevin Piper has got a busy, busy rest of the summer and fall here. Upcoming land auctions with just an exceptional land in Morton and Adams and Grant and Golden Valley, Lamoure counties. That Piper exclusive land auction getting closer every day out there at the former Hudson Medora Company ranch north of Medora. The 20,000 acres, meadows and streams and ponds and in the Dakota Badlands. How's that for fantastic? So mark that one on your calendar, too. Pipers.com is the website, or you can call them at 877-700-4099. And if you want a complete catalog and more details on each of these auctions, that's the best thing to do, 877-700-4099, or check them out at Pipers.com. All right, so Gary and Kathy was talking about Chris Christie. Something Chris Christie said about Donald Trump ticked you off yesterday. Go ahead and finish your
thought. Well, it wasn't what he was saying about Donald Trump. Of course, he was picking on Donald Trump as he expected. They'd like to knock Donald Trump out of the thing. But then Christie goes on, says something to the effect that if he, Christie, were elected president, that he would do something about these sanctuary cities. And then my thought is this. Okay, Christie's saying that. I'm thinking, okay, Governor Christie, you're governor of the state of New Jersey. How many sanctuary cities are there in the state of New Jersey? And what are you doing about it as governor? And so is there any way, Scott, that your staff could do some research and dig up that kind of information to see if what sanctuary cities are probably in the state of New Jersey? I'm sure there's several. I'd be surprised if there's not.
Yeah, there ought to be zero. That's something else Congress ought to take on, and it's the dumbest thing ever. There was a list put out recently, but it was erroneous. It didn't, you know, at least as it pertained to North Dakota, because some things it claimed about North Dakota were not accurate. So I don't know that I'd trust it for New Jersey, is I guess what I'm getting at. So really don't know.
Yeah,
was he asked that question, or are you suggesting that he should have been asked that question?
No, he should have been asked that question.
Yeah.
I sure would have fired that back at him if I was interviewing him. And,
good point.
But no, I just thought, are we being a little hypocritical here, Governor? I mean, I'd be surprised if there's not these sanctuary cities. What they're saying, there's like 230, 260, something like that, spread around the nation. I'd be surprised if some of the big cities like Newark and so forth are not sanctuary cities. I'd really be surprised if they're
not. Right. But I think the ability of Chris Christie as governor to take him on is important. I think that's a congressional change that's necessary. Yeah. It's a federal problem, but it's still be asked about it. It's a fair point, and appreciate the call. We have some breaking news here. Todd, I understand from Marie at our switchboard that Fred and Wing is joining the Twins Fun Bus.
How about that?
2 weeks from today, August 13th.
He's bringing his son like he talked about.
He is going to bring his son now. He did say he may need some help from his neighbors to finish hanging those 2,000 acres because that has to get done before he goes. But, you know, cry me a river. Everybody's in that same boat, right? I mean, he'll get her done. He will. And I think the deal is, in Fred's case, if you know you have to get it done before you go, it's a better chance you'll get it done. It's like, you know, putting a little carrot out there for yourself.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And so if others want to, I think going on that trip would be worth it just to hang out with Fred for a few hours. So
I'm thrilled he's coming. He called into the show the other day, and I said, well, you know, you need a break. Here he called in today. So I was only kidding, and here he's on board. But we do have a few seats left, but they are, you know, we're getting to the point where we're going to have to say no mas. So if you want to go, you've been thinking about it, don't delay much longer. Minnesota Twins, Texas Rangers, 12:10 game, Thursday, August 13th. We leave Fargo on the fun bus at 7 a.m. Come back after. If you're coming from out west, we'll take care of you with a hotel room in Fargo, $100 a night for either night on either side of that. But go down there and watch the game. Come back. You know, it's kind of nice when it's a 12:10 game. It's an easy one to do. $129 is all. Great seats. I think the seats are like $80. Right behind home plate box seats. So plus, of course, the nice coach trip. 855-200-1776, extension 3 if you want to go. Taking a couple of days off. Pat Finken in for me the next three shows, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday. God bless you, folks. Be back soon, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.